The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So suspended Greenville County Sheriff Will Lewis found guilty last night. He faces up to 1 year in prison, a maximum fine of $1,000, and most importantly to the people of Greenville County, automatic removal from the office of the sheriff. So what's next? The people of Greenville County have been in somewhat of a limbo, of course. Longtime former Sheriff Johnny Mac Brown has been serving as interim sheriff after being asked to do so by Governor Henry McMaster. But now it's time to move on. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Conway Belanger, the man who's over Greenville County elections and who can answer our questions. Good morning and welcome, Conway. So what's next?
Well, first of all, once the governor makes the official removal, that will put into place a sequence of events for people to file with their political party for office, and then a potential primary. Second Tuesday in January, probably about January 7th, and then a special election that will probably take place on March the 10th. So on March the 10th, the citizens of Greenville County will vote for a sheriff to serve for the remainder of the term, which is less than a year.
Right. Yep. So there will, in fact, be a special election then, and we'll expect that process to get started after the first of the year.
That's my understanding, unless the governor or the judge does something different.
Okay. All right. Well, and that's what we needed to know. And I know you probably have been asked this question hundreds, if not thousands of times over the past year or so as we have sort of watched this saga unfold. And I guess it's just good for the people of the county to be able to know what's going to happen and to move on and to elect a sheriff that's going to be there in office until, as you said, until the next general election, which is November of next year.
That is correct.
Yep. Conway Belanger, thank you for spending a few minutes this morning. And I know you guys, you work hard over there. Of course, we got some new voting machines for next year, right?
Absolutely. In fact, they'll be introduced to voters who are participating in city elections or the public service district elections on this November the 5th. So just a few days away, really, voters in Greenville County will be introduced to the new system.
Yep. And you, as I understand it, it's sort of a dual type system. I mean, there'll be an actual paper ballot that is printed. Is that right?
That's correct. Voters will make choices on a touch screen. Then a paper ballot will be printed of their choices, and then they will place that paper ballot into a counter or scanner.
Yep. Well, again, thank you for what you do, Conway. Obviously, your work is very important, and I know you got a lot of hardworking men and women who man those polls for us every election. And so just thank you again, and thanks for your time this morning.
Not a problem.